Heads up, false friends use familiarity as camouflage. In the source language, deciduous might be confused with apathy, but nothing could be further away from desidia than the timed impermanence of leaves. Yes, even forests engage in a form of family planning. We took for granted the tree outside our window until it failed to bud. A ginkgo, they cut it down when the building across the street went up. Since our view is limited, we'd like to imagine the situation from the missing tree's perspective. Given the recent turn of events, it might have resisted blooming. It was protesting its decorative use to boost property values. Or perhaps, after millennia of honing its particulars, it refused the magic of tree-lined streets. Concrete blocks these social beings' access to fungal networks, prevents the roots from interconnecting. Are you a reluctant loner like the specimens that surround us here today? I hope you understand I do not mean to ruin the relationship. Divagar. I'll start with a quote by Lynn Hedginian from the book Oxeter. There's a lot of waiting in the drama of experience. No signal from the interface except for a frozen half-bitten fruit. Other than that, no logos. An hour is spent explaining to the group what I've forgotten to do with the mistranslation of a verb implying deviance. The next hour goes by trying to remember in the back of my mind the name of the artist who makes paintings on inkjets. Why I think of him escapes me as my gaze circles the space around the yoga bun of the tall woman in front of me. I didn't pay $20 to contemplate the back of her head. It's killing me, the plaster saints with their tonsures floating amid electronic sound waves. At such volume, they could crumble. The virgin safe in a dimly lit niche as the tapping on my skull and the clamor of bones or killer bees assaults the repurposed church. This is what I sought while in another recess I keep hearing Violeta Parra's Volver a los 17 and marches against the nonsense of arming school teachers. Much to excise. If I were an instrument, a bassoon. In the source language, we don't say spread the word. Corre la voz is our idiom, easily mistaken for a voice that runs. I'm in the back, but I can see the fingers gliding in sync with her vocalizations. How fitting her last name be Halo. Lucky for us here, time is measure and inexplicable substance. That's when I decide to stop fighting the city, use it in my favor, speak to strangers, demolish the work in the performance.